Kaya Biz.
Well, we shift from all things retail to talk about all things ICT. And this time around, spectrum. Sounds like a very broad term, but truth be told, it's literally space in the air where it allows certain frequencies to move the same way that you hear me through the radio, the same way we watch the TV signal, the same way you're able to access data. It's a very important asset and one that our telcos have been battling over in terms of allowing and seeing the regulators officially auction certain levels of spectrum in order to allow for better data and ICT infrastructure in South Africa to be implored. But to help us unpack where we are at the moment, given the ongoing court battle for spectrum, we join on the line by Loyiso Tshega. He's the MD at ICT Chamber. But Loyiso, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, please.
Thank you for joining us. And I think first things first, let's start off with where things stand at the moment. The interdict that was implemented by Telkom, Vodacom coming forward and saying, hold on, spectrum does still need to be auctioned. ICASA not really being clear in terms of where the lines have been blurred. But what is the status quo with regard to the ongoing court battle at the moment?
All right. Where we stand at the moment, maybe before we get to the court battle,
sure.
I think what is happening is that there is a debate or part of the debate that is missing, especially part of the court battle that is not or has not been in the public domain right now. You've explained, I won't go into detail in terms of what the WOAN is, but rather in terms of what it's meant to achieve. Mm-hmm. There is an element of the WOAN. The spectrum that you spoke about, it's usually given or given to industry in two ways. The one way it can be given to industry is auction. That is the way that currently ICASA has gone to the ITA for. ITA means an invitation to apply. That is basically only the big players, which is your MNOs, the likes of Vodacom, MTN, Telkom, Liquid, Rain. So they come in and they bid for the spectrum. They pay huge amounts of it, and they go and they make money like every business is supposed to do. The second way is that businesses, governments around the world, and that's the same way that Vodacom and MTN were issued a spectrum before, is that they use what is called, we call it a beauty contest,
mm-hmm.
where they will issue an ITA, and there the priority is issues of social good for the community by government or for people by government. And they will say, you need to address problem number one, problem number two, problem number three. Then we will give you the spectrum. So there's been a government policy started from 2015, which says that all high demand spectrum must be given to this WOAN. And what this WOAN is supposed to do, it's supposed to build the infrastructure. And as you know, as you rightly put it, the WOAN for people who might not, the spectrum for people who might not understand it, it's almost like a medium of communication, similarly to fiber, similarly to copper in the olden days, and radio in the way that we communicate. So the WOAN would then build the infrastructure. Then Vodacom and MTN and all these other MNOs can then use this infrastructure to put services. What does that do? It enables anybody, even a Loyiso, to come in, whether in the area where they live in, to be able to put services and be able to offer people access to the internet, whether it's regional, whether it's national. So it would introduce new entrants, which will really introduce real competition. The competition that they're currently talking about is only among themselves. And the issue why we joined as the ICT SMME Chamber or decided to participate in this, in putting our affidavit, it's because the discussion about the WOAN is lost, and we agree with Telkom that as the government policy, the last government policy that was gazetted by the minister to ICASA was that the WOAN, the ITA for the WOAN and the ITA for the auction must happen in the same time. And the reason for that is this. In most cases, when you issue an ITA for the Woven, you need to make sure that it's got a smooth route to market. You need to make sure that it is sustainable. You will then, therefore, if you are going to have a spectrum at the auction at the same time, yes, you will then put some requirements on those who will be auctioning to ensure that the Woven is sustainable. The example in the previous one that was cancelled, the MNOs were supposed to buy at least 30% of their capacity from the Woven, which would have ensured that the Woven is able to raise funds to build the infrastructure, oh, that okay, the Woven is able to have revenue almost from day one as soon as it can.
So bring, almost like getting the big brothers to support the smaller players in the industry to make the circle bigger.
Exactly. Gotcha. But the way it's done now, it's almost killing the Woven before it begins. So ICASA has gone to step three and left step one, because you first need to make sure that if you look at the policy, you are supposed to first allocate the spectrum to the Woven, especially the high demand spectrum. Then whatever is left that is not needed to the Woven, you can then take on an auction to the rest. We as the chamber and other bodies who were vocal on this and participating, we even accepted that part, that this could happen at the same time. But there must be requirements that are then put on the MNOs to ensure the sustainability of the Woven. So ICASA says, no, they are going to first go to the to do a research to figure out how to make to put together a Woven that is sustainable. That's the thing. If you do it later, it might be too late, because you might have given spectrum that would be needed by the Woven to the big MNOs. And the truth be told, that all these years, they could have provided connectivity to rural areas. They could have provided connectivity to townships. They have not done that, because their mandate from their shareholders, which some are not even South Africans, is to make profit. And when they talk about competition, it's competition among themselves, which is only six of them. And Eloise or anybody who comes into the market would not be able to come into the market, because the barriers to entry are very high. To first buy the spectrum or to build infrastructure, and MVNOs, which is another way to participate, if they go to the very same people they are supposed to compete with for roaming agreements, it's not real competition. And the meaning of that, you're never going to have real competition. You are never going to have data prices falling to the level that they are supposed to fall to, because you only have six players playing in this.
Exactly.
And also in terms of ownership, the biggest part for us as the chamber is the transformation of the sector.
Yes.
Because the Woven is supposed to be owned by SMEs, black people, women, youth, people with disabilities. That's one of the core reasons why the Woven has been advocated for by us and other people, is to ensure that there is transformation and broad participation in the sector. So by behaving in this manner of almost creating a condition where the Woven will be rendered stillborn, you're basically killing all those transformational agenda that the government has been working on for such a long time.
Indeed. But Louisa, just one brief question. Is this the regulator then dragging their feet, or I guess where's the stumbling block, and does it still lie at the foot of the regulator?
Look, the issue is just the regulator at the present moment. We had the Woven, and we participated. Small businesses were ready to submit. They spent a lot of money. I see some of the MNOs now are saying they will be disadvantaged because they would have spent money. The point of the matter is, SMMEs put together big teams and spent millions of rands to even put the last ITA, which was then postponed. They are still maintaining those big teams because everybody was waiting for this the Woven ITA to come out. And then ICASA comes in and says, we will issue the ITA now only for the auction, and they are not issuing. So the stumbling block is simply ICASA coming on board and making sure that the Woven is either a license first, or they are licensed at the same time, wherein you are going to put the conditions on the auction to make sure that you have a sustainable woven. The only stumbling block is ICASA, who's currently acting against government policy.
Well, let's certainly hope that we do see a way moving forward, and we will reach out to ICASA as well to share their feedback on this conversation, as it has been one that has been in limbo for years on end. But Luisa, really appreciate your time this evening and for simplifying what appears to be a complex matter. But as you say, it's really about driving the matters of transformation, economic growth, creating and encouraging a greater sense of competition within the data services providers scheme, especially when it comes to telecommunications. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Really looking forward to further updates from you in future. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's Luisa Jega, MD of the ICT Chamber, helping us expand and fully understand again just where we are when it comes to the theme of the spectrum auction in South Africa. Essentially, without the spectrum auction, we are limited in terms of effective data that we're able to receive. And of course, even allowing more players to play within the telecommunications space and just making use of technology and access to communication services like your old school radio. There's a reason why they call it the wireless.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.